This is Sophie Grant interviewing Lyndall Murray. Can you tell me what role you have played for the circus?
In the past, I've volunteered, tent work, bar work, and then more recently, I've been a performer, performing swinging trapeze, static trapeze, counterweighting. And also, for the last sort of 4 years, I think, I've been the head rigger on the show as well. Well, not the show, for some of the shows, for Labyrinth and the Eden Project, and then for Bianco in the Eden Project, and as it developed into the touring version of Bianco, which is what I'm here doing now.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the shows that you've worked on?
Well, I've worked... I did a short piece of Immortal in about 2007, and which was in the tent, directed by Frenza, which is similar to Bianco in the tent, directed by Frenza as well. And it's an all immersive environment for the audience. The show, the audience standing, and the show moves them around, and the performers interact with them on a very unique, close one-to-one level. Then there's lots of aerial spectacle and live band.
Cool. Can you tell me how you first got involved with No Fit State?
I first got involved in No Fit State because my boyfriend was on one of their shows, and I would come and visit him in between doing the work on other circuses I was working with, and fairly often I would help with the tent build and or volunteering on the bar. Then eventually I auditioned to be part of the show, and then I worked with the director on her own other projects.
What has your experience been like working with the company?
It's been good. The shows are incredible, real high energy. There's a lot of amazing people who work on the different projects, and I think the audience always seem to have a real high injection of inspiration and energy and enjoyment from the shows, from the work, which is amazing. And I think there's been some amazing development inside No Fit State over the years for contemporary circus, and it's been incredible how it's continued to remain true to a touring circus module and continue to incorporate all of the hard work and community aspect of a running circus with a contemporary feel to the shows.
What's your favourite memory working with No Fit State?
There's so many.
Tell me a few of them. Maybe some of the good, well, like a good memory and one that wasn't so good.
What can I remember that was good? Going to promo in Aberystwyth. That was hilarious, with Lynn doing trapeze off a forklift truck driving through Aberystwyth. That was a good time. The Eden Project, the parties we had in the Eden Project were amazing.
What sort of things used to go on in the parties?
Buckets of caipirinha, buckets of rum, dancing on tables. The Eden Project coming in, the security coming in at 3 a.m. to shut us down, and we carried on regardless. Breaking the rules inside the Eden Project was amazing. We did some pretty outrageous things down there.
What sort of outrageous things?
Got away with that. I can remember riding on the minibus on top of three crash mats through the middle of the Eden Project. They probably wouldn't have enjoyed that. And another one where we loaded loads of really massive wide bits of staging onto the back of one of their flatbed transits. And then as we drove out of the bottom of the pit, we caught a load of their ped barrier. And by that point, after the second year and being treated quite badly by the project, and after a 3-day hideous get out, it was the last move out of the pit. And we caught the ped barrier on the truck, and no one cared, and we just carried on, and we dragged this ped barrier all the way across the arena, and then eventually it fell off or someone kicked it off, and then we drove up the land train route, which was like a Monte Carlo mountain hairpin bend Star Road, and yeah, we were taking out fence gateposts and knocking out flowers as we drove, and had about 8 people surfing in these massive bits of steel that were overhanging their flatbed Ford Transit, and it wasn't even funny. No one cared. We were so over it, but it was kind of brilliant at the same time.
Can you tell me another good outrageous memory?
When we built the set in Eden in the tent, we had a painting party, and there was a real steep slope inside the tent, and we were bolting wheels onto bits of truss and anything we could find, and go-karting them down the tent and falling off them, and we nearly broke a few performers doing that. That was hilarious.
Do you have any bad memories? Any times that were difficult for you when you were there?
Yeah, there's been some quite hideous moments. Mostly involving bad living conditions, and then the morale and spirit of the company going down as a result of that. Like Bristol a couple of years ago, that was pretty hideous. We had a split site, and the majority of the people were living on a site away from us with a really bad generator, and the power kept going, really bad showers, and the showers kept going. And then the site we were living on by the tent that I was living on was really dusty and hot, and like the surface of Mars, basically, it felt like. And Tom knocked over a stillage of 2-3 stillages of metal with the forklifts, and they smashed into the back of my caravan and ripped all the light box off the back. Which then that didn't help, and we'd had an epic drive to there and got in really late, so everyone was really tired as well. And yeah, people started to walk, basically. People didn't want to do it anymore, and it was quite hard to try and keep up the energy and focus that we cared enough to make it happen and to make it work and to make the show open on time.
Did it affect the show, a lot of people walking out, and did you manage to keep the show going?
Well, we didn't actually walk out, but it was close to it. But yeah, there was just a couple of crisis meetings when people were called in and shouted at, and the company voiced their troubles. And I mean, it sorted out in the end, but at the time it was fairly dire.
Is living conditions something that tends to be kind of the worst thing when you're touring shows? Or you've got any other experiences?
It really catalyses any problems or issues that are going on, because if people haven't got their own life clean and organised and under control or easy, then it makes everything just really, really hard. And it gives enough for people to moan about.
Do you think your role has changed at all since you first started working for No Fit Stay?
Yeah, absolutely. I first started as a volunteer. I was just picking up the ropes and helping out where I could. And then from that, I became a performer, where I was getting paid, and I had the responsibility of delivering good performance and show and ensuring my safety and the safety of the audience and the safety of the other performers as a performer. And then that evolved again into becoming the head rigger and being ultimately responsible for all of the rigging and making sure that it's safe, basically, and that the artists are safe, and that everyone's working in a safe way, and the systems we've installed in the tent work in a safe way. And yeah, so basically the responsibility is double, triple, tenfolded as my time has gone on. And I'm constantly trying to get out of responsibility more and more.
So you don't like that you've gained so much responsibility?
It's okay, but I think because at the moment I'm still dual role, I'm still being a performer as well, which is ultimately what I want to be here for. And it would be nice to be able to be a performer and then not have the full management responsibility of being head rigger as well. But in the long run, if I stop performing, I'm sure I could handle the responsibility of being a head rigger without the added thing of being a performer as well. And I'd be able to do my job better, basically. Would be the good thing.
So do you just do trapeze, or do you do anything else?
Last year, I was doing duo trapeze as well, but my partner left the company. And so I'm now just working a a swing and trapeze number synchronized, and I think as I'm becoming one of the older members and long-standing members of the current performing company in the tented touring shows, probably my time to slowly fade into the background has come. But having said that, within these shows, you never just step off stage, you're always on stage. And if, I think even more so, if you do less and less numbers, you become even more present and part of the constant whirlwind of action to support and facilitate everyone else. So, it's funny. It's a funny one.
So how long have you actually been involved with the company?
Well, I first volunteered for the company in 2005, which is 10 years ago. And then after that, I did a bit of performing work in probably 2006 or 2007. I can't quite remember. And then I didn't work for them for a good four or five year period. And then I started working with them again in 2011, I think, at the Eden Project, which was only 4 years ago.
What were you doing in those 4 or 5 years that you were away from No Fit State?
I continued working on a different touring show until that fell apart and stopped happening. And at that point, I was based in London. And then I got lucky enough to get into a private studio in Montreal with a Russian coach. And when I went there, I sacrificed a lot and I spent a lot of money on it. I went there to really increase my skill level as a technical circus performer, which worked, but it was quite a hard environment to go into, very different from what I've experienced in the UK. The hard work and the coaching was amazing, and that was brilliant, and that was exactly what I wanted and exactly what I needed, and it really worked, and it meant that when I came back from that, I was then worthy, viable of working again in this company and in other companies. You know, I managed to take my work to a standard of international recognition rather than just being half okay at it. I was good at it. But what was hard was being in that environment of 80-90% of the people that were in Montreal at that time, probably still are obsessed with working for Cirque du Soleil or getting into the National Circus School in Montreal.
Were either of those things that you wanted to do?
No, I mean, it was interesting to go and see it all and to be around it and to be near it. And I ended up dating someone who was at the circus school, who then later got a job at Cirque du Soleil. And for a short period in Montreal, I went and lived in the Cirque du Soleil residencies, which is right across from their Croatian main headquarters. And then as well, I got to go into their creation spaces and watch their work and go and like eat there and sort of see how that, you know, how all of that worked. And it's interesting, and you know, it'd be, if something came up where you could go and make a ton of money in it, maybe it'd be worthwhile doing. But it definitely isn't my be all or end all.
Have you travelled a lot being a performer?
Yep, I've travelled a lot all over the world with my work. I would like to go to more third world places to see some of the real world, because I nearly always end up going to developed countries where they've got money to pay for shows, which is interesting, but at the same time there's only so much of the developed world you can take, and it's slightly depressing. And even though I think it would be hard to go to a developing country, and probably even more depressing to see how tough it is for some people in the world, I think at the moment, before going there, I would much rather, I kind of relish the idea of seeing the hardships and the reality of the world for some people, and get a real sense of that, and to find what it is in those places that makes people more, human and interesting.
Sounds really interesting. Hope you get the chance to do that. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
No worries.